Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Welcome along, another Glory Days.
Another glorious day.
Glorious day.
As we march on through April Fool's Day into the, you know, the wild west of the springtime, and my birthday is coming.
Now, before you get into that, right, before you get carried away on the highs and the euphoria of your approaching birthday, which, by the way, as everybody knows, it is weeks and weeks and weeks away,
but
PJ turns it into this enormous national holiday event.
It's all right for Jesus to do it. No one cares when he does it. You know, December comes and that's it. From literally Halloween finishes and he gets 2 months of craziness.
Yeah, you're right. And like, very little to choose between you and Jesus.
Well, I lived longer.
That is true.
Yeah, so, you know, I have that on him.
But anyway, before we get stuck into it, right, before we start out, we have a complaint, man.
Ah, oh, no, what's going on there? What's happened again?
Yes, there's been a complaint.
And what's so special about this one?
I know, yeah, you're right, actually. Yeah, I should specify that this one is very podcast specific.
Oh, right,
it's
okay,
not just a general complaint about, you know, us being bad.
Or,
in a general sense.
Or making inappropriate radio jokes or whatever. Yeah, that's all.
And using vulgar language and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's actually a complaint. Shall I read it to you?
Yeah, please do, yeah.
It says, "Hi guys, I absolutely love the show."
Thank you.
"I miss you when you're off air."
We miss you too.
That's nice, isn't it? And so, I took your advice and hit the podcast for my drive home.
Very nice.
Very
we appreciate being
all
with you.
All going well so far. By the way, I should mention this is from Adele. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Adele has sent this.
I've been saying man all the time. Sorry,
please,
Adele.
Please, please stop the music in the background.
The music?
Yeah, it's distracting and so annoying. It adds nothing but a distraction from you two, and I can't listen to it for long.
Oh, dear.
You two chatting and having the crack is just enough. Please, please, please stop the music bed. Adele.
Oh, so sorry, Adele. So
now,
sorry.
I tell you what's weird about this, Adele, is
I know what he's...
I can't hear the music.
I can't hear any music. I cannot hear any music as we speak, or never have heard any music. I don't know what's going on.
And the very fact that there's music has come as a massive shock to both TJ and myself.
What music is this? I don't know.
I have no
what
idea
music.
What you're talking about. And then, so naturally, obviously, we were confused when we received this. So we took it to the only person who knows what's ever going on, and we asked Clint about it. And apparently, there is music.
In the background.
We just don't never get to hear it because it goes on after we've been waffling.
Well, that's the glorious
would you like
power
to,
of an orchestra.
Would you like to hear the music?
Yes,
that's,
please, yeah, yeah.
The music that Adele is obviously hearing.
Yeah, that she's getting upset about, yeah.
Okay, it goes a little something like this. There it is.
Jeez, I feel like wearing a cowboy hat and socks. And not a lot else.
It's kind of funky.
It's very funky.
Hey.
It is kind of funky. Adele doesn't like it.
No.
But, you know.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I feel it's slightly Streets of San Francisco, isn't it?
It is. It's very
or Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah. It's very like, yeah.
You know, you could feel, you could imagine Huggy Bear coming into that.
What are you two cats hanging around my corner for? You know, you two lads. Oh, you two lads, as if they never said it.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
two groovy individuals better get y'all asses out of town before I find out how to do something with a cap in your ass. Take a hike, Mike.
Wow. So it was just like being there.
Well, yeah, just.
It's like you were reading the script from a specific episode.
Yeah, take a hike, Mike, so or I'm going to give you the hot potato.
Yeah, you know? I mean, look, obviously, Adele, thank you for bringing this to our attention.
Thanks for letting us know we had backing music. It's very nice.
We didn't even know we had it.
Never even knew there was a band.
Yeah. So, I don't look. I mean, again, the beauty of this is we have zero power in this regard. So, for all I know, we're talking about it now, and there could be music in the background.
Yeah,
we'd be none the wiser.
So, I hope it's not there, or I hope it's less annoying for you, or whatever. Or maybe I hope someone turns it down.
I wonder, does she just want us to change that music? Or does she just not
want no music
any,
at all?
No
music,
want
music at all, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just one of those things. Do you ever try and park a car with the music on? I don't know why it affects the other. One affects the other. I have no idea why that is.
Yeah.
No,
and you have to turn the volume down.
Yeah, you have to turn down the volume, turn off the air.
Yeah.
Get out, let someone else into the seat.
But you're not even parking. Have you ever done that thing where you're looking for something?
You're looking, yeah.
And you turn the volume down on the music.
While
you're looking to see where you are.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to affect us.
Yeah, I would have found it if it wasn't a fucking white snake. You know, it doesn't work like that. Or maybe it does. I don't know.
There obviously must be something. A lot
something
of people do it. Like, you know, you're looking to see if, you know, if you get close to a destination, you're looking for a building.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's whatever.
Yeah.
It must be around here somewhere. And you instinctively turn it down as though that's going to help you see.
Yeah, you roll down the window as if you can't see through the glass. I don't know what it is. I really don't. I really don't know what it is.
That's a great thing. Anyway,
but anyway, we'll change the music to happy birthday music for me for the next month. How about that? The next four episodes. Happy birthday, motherfucker, it's me. Happy birthday.
Well, I suppose if we use the Stevie Wonder version. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. That's kind of fun. Although, we've established that Adele doesn't like funky stuff.
Oh, yes.
That is a little bit Huggy Bear, maybe.
It is a little bit for Huggy Bear. Anyway, send us in a present there and we'll work it out.
By the way, Adele, I think you may have the honour of being the first ever podcast-related communications we've ever had.
Or is it really?
We don't know.
Apart from being on social media and stuff.
Yeah, but you know, an email.
She's real old school, isn't she? Like, you know what I mean? You literally have to, like, most people get onto the podcast by going through Twitter, or they go on, they see it on Insta, they click the link, it brings them to the app and all.
Yeah.
Adele is there going, I was listening to my cassette recording that my son makes run my reel-to-reel per week, you know? And then I thought I must pen you this letter on digital mail. Email's become a real old way of communicating.
It's kind of like a mailbag thing. Remember mailbag when you want to complain about something on the telly?
I used to love that TV show.
Yeah.
I used to love it.
And there obviously isn't. Maybe that's our new thing, right? We could have a show where you get to just complain about podcasts.
That's a great idea. Newsbag.
Yeah, a newsbag.
Moanbag.
Exactly.
We should have a moanbag podcast. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
And then we just read out emails like that, and it was always from people who were like, they didn't give their names. So it would be a complaint like, dear people of RTE, I was watching an episode of Glen Rowe last night. When Biddy and Miley were on their own, she sat down and there was an awful lot of revealing leg. Something I would have thought a director would have been on top of. I feel this is inappropriate as my children are only 23 and 24 and shouldn't have to see such things. And then it would be signed, yours begrudgingly in Longford.
Yeah.
And then he'd go, whoa, pipe down, Enfield Town. And he'd go in to all the, you know, and we got a response from RTE.
Isn't that where the whole kind of like disgusted Clontarf
came from? Disgusted in Clontarf.
Like somebody. That's what you wouldn't give the game away that it was you complaining.
Not at all, no way. You'd be mortified.
Yeah.
And then they'd say, dear disgusted in Clontarf, we feel that in this day and age, a woman should be allowed to display as much leg with a tweed skirt as she feels like she is right to her.
Exactly.
In this case, the director felt it was rude to intrude. You know, they do all those things. It was great TV.
Yeah. You see,
really
the
good
the trouble
TV.
Now is, the sad part is, you don't need a mailbag or a newsbag or whatever.
Twitter and all that,
Because you can just complain. You can actually just complain out into the universe.
You just
literally take your complaint. It doesn't have to even be, like. To be honest with you, it doesn't even have to be against something. You can just kind of complain out into the universe.
It's mad, isn't it?
You could just literally go on Twitter and go, it's fucking shit, isn't it?
And not
even specify what.
And you get low. I know, it is. It's gone beyond a joke at this stage. People just assume they know what you're on about. Or else they go, yeah, well, you would say that, you big bald bastard. You get on, you're like, what? You know, no matter what you do.
That's the beauty of it. If you were to put something as generic as that, like, this is a fucking joke. It's shit, isn't it?
It's shit.
You're right. A million different people with their gripes they're on my way.
The guy watching the match when he reads it goes, oh, he's right. The guy who's out of the protest that sees it at that point, he's one of ours.
Yeah.
And the other fellow on the other side of the protest goes, yeah, he's one of ours. Yeah.
Then, as you say, then there's the guy who's kind of doing something, he's putting his art up or something or whatever, and he goes, oh, well, that's just fucking typical. Have a go at a bloke just because he's trying to do a bit for himself.
Yeah, or you know when people say you're obsessed with yourself when you haven't even included them. I put up a thing the other day, right? Someone else made a video.
Right.
The red lights in Dublin, you know, it seems nobody stops at a red light in Dublin, and four cars went past, or a big van or whatever, and I went, I hate this, I've nearly been killed off my bike a few times. And someone literally replied and went, oh yeah, and they don't do that in Cork, do they not? What are you fucking talking about? The video was taken from another man in another city.
So even though you didn't say the words, they assumed you were having a go at Dublin.
Ah, yeah, look at you, yeah. And they don't do that in Cork, no. Ah, yeah. It's not, the whole world doesn't revolve around Dublin. You know, it's not all about Dublin. Yeah, bollocks. It's just so, it's amazing.
It's a video
I didn't take of Dublin. You know what I mean? Yeah, I suppose they're all fucking saints down there. Go on out your ivory tower, you bollocks.
It's a phenomenal thing.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I tell you what it's like, right? It's like the complaining equivalent of, you know that series of the IT Crowd? or whatever, and your man has to, he has to fake the knowing something about football.
Oh, yeah, I love that episode.
And he just uses the Arsenal kind of quotes or whatever, walking it in or whatever.
What a display last night.
Or any of that. Yeah. You can literally, you could do the moaning equivalent to that and bluff your way to be into any cause.
Oh, anything.
Yeah. You just literally, like, you could sit down beside a lad or in Twitter capacity, just say anything kind of bad, you know. That's shocking. Just put that out and you'll get absolutely... don't tell me
shocking.
About
it. Did you see it? Did you see it? Yeah, it was worse last year. You don't even know what they're talking about.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You've suddenly gained the whole posse.
Twitter really is
And they don't even know that they're on the same wavelength.
No, Twitter really is just shouting. That's all Twitter is. It's just shouting. You know, it's Twitter's exactly... If you don't have a Twitter account, it's the same. Just roll down your window when anything happens and go, fuck off! And put it back up again. That's all Twitter is.
It's brilliant, yeah.
And then someone on the street will go, you fuck off!
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
You know,
or else someone on the street will go, I know! I fucking told him!
Yeah, I told him that as well! He's a bollocks! Just assume.
Oh man.
And the other thing that's real, like real life and Twitter as well, is there's no positive comeback. It's always going to be negative.
Yeah.
So you can roll down your window, look out and go, have a nice day, everybody. I hope you feel well. And you'll still get, fuck off, no one asked you. You still get it.
True.
Yeah, you mad bad. You go back into the hospital, I suppose, you tick. You get all
you do
that
realise what's going to happen, isn't it? Somebody will listen to this podcast and go, that'd be typical of them pair of cuts.
Yeah. What are you even doing on the radio? I know, it's great. But anyway, social media. Hey, who needs
what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Anyway, listen, let's give you some of the best bits from Jordan the Week. It was a kind of a bizarre week. We did have a big conversation about pizza. Right?
Yes.
And I swear, honest to God, it was like, started out relatively innocent. Although, no, to be fair, you were on a little bit of a rant about what was voted the number one pizza.
Oh, yeah, it's the stupidest thing. That's exactly, this is my Twitter rant moment. Yeah, shut up, you tits. Eating the wrong pizza. How dare you have an opinion different to mine on pizza?
I tell you something, just like Twitter, there was a pylon. Well, no, to be fair, nobody was having a go at us, but my God, people get, you know, they have very strong views
very
on their
strong
pizza.
Oh, yeah, people don't even pronounce meat right anymore. Wait, you hear this?
So we had a chat about that. Also, of course, we did discover something that we felt might be really beneficial to PJ. There is something called a mental health gym.
Very good idea.
Right, yes, like an actual place you go to do like mental workouts.
But
sort
there's
of.
An added benefit to this one that I can guarantee no other gym can offer.
Correct.
That is definitely true.
They've got very fruity.
Yeah.
I can tell you. And then, of course, brilliant. Great. Once again, there was a massive conversation about me dying.
Yeah.
And the joy it will bring PJ Gallagher to be able to take over the whole proceedings at me funeral.
Everyone needs something to look forward to in life. So it's nice to have an event, you know, to look forward to, where we'll all be all dressed up and everyone will be, you know.
I mean, this is one of the future highlights of your social calendar.
Oh, I can't wait. It's
great. Glad I could be of service by popping me clogs.
Ah, no, that's not true. I can definitely wait.
For a while,
not for ages, though.
Anyway, have a listen to that. And if I'm still here the other side of it, we'll talk to you then.
I'm just going to take Jim to get his cholesterol checked while you're listening to that.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
One of the, you might notice, me and Jim tend to talk a lot about food. But the best pizzas in the world have been announced. Foodies from all around the world got together and says, okay, when it comes to, you know, the pizza menus, when it comes to, like, you know, Neapolitanas, or however you say it, and the Hawaiians and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
What are the 10 best and what is the best pizza in the world, you know?
I don't even know. I can't believe this is even a discussion. Surely any variation of meat feast.
Well, there you go. I'm totally with you. I 100% agree.
Whatever you call, whatever it's listed whatever on your particular menu as, you know, meat monster, meat. You know, meat feast, meat whatever.
Jim's the lad. I'll get the 19-inch meat feast with no dough.
But anyway, what was the winner then?
Right. So before. Okay. Yeah, you're right. We'll just go straight to the winner.
Go on. Have you got a top 10 or something?
Not a top 10, but it's just an interesting little tidbit that every single one of the pizzas in the top 10. were all pizzas that were created in Italy.
Right.
Not a, not exactly like the Napolitana, the Quattro Fromaggi, and the Margherita. And the Margherita pizza, this is where I start to get upset, has been voted the world's best pizza. Right? Cheese, tomato, nothing else. That's the best. That's the best. For a start,
okay. Oh my God. What? Hang a second. What are you, you're saying that that's yeah. more, that's voted the best pizza over like pepperoni
yeah.
or bloomin' whatever.
Anything.
You know, I struggle to get past pepperoni.
Fromages or
yeah,
chili
I don't know what that is.
Chicken,
but I
or even the oddballs who put fish on their pizzas, you know?
I mean, okay.
Spinachy ones or
goat
cheese.
I will accept, at least you haven't gone and put pineapple on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, thank God.
I nearly made the mistake I made all those years ago and said melon. But anyway.
Remember that.
I meant pineapple.
Yeah.
But at least they haven't put pineapple on it. But
no,
still, it's
hasn't.
A bit boring.
No, that finished rating. So if you're still a person that takes a pizza with pineapple on it, just to remind you, you're a scruff. You're an absolute scruff.
There's something, yeah. No. You need a bit of psychological analysis.
Look, poor Emily here is obviously a pineapple muncher, so she's getting a little bit upset about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, pineapple mudge. Oh, you know you can be arrested for it now. You can get fined.
Yeah.
Yeah, for putting pineapple on pizza.
There should be a surcharge.
Should
you know, when
be,
you when
yeah,
you
yeah.
order it. Can I have a Hawaiian, please? Certainly, sir. There will be a penalty tax applied to that.
Pay fiver or just say it. I am a pineapple mudge. But the margarita, for a start, the margarita is not a pizza at all. The margarita is a pizza base. The margarita is no more a pizza than a slice of Brendan's bread with butter is a sandwich.
I see what you mean.
The margarita is no more a pizza than a head of lettuce is a salad.
So
it's
a margarita is effectively an unfinished pizza.
Yeah, it's a base. It's no more a pizza than a plate is a dinner. You know, it's not prepared at all.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, because the thing about it is, like, does anybody, just out of curiosity, right, for people listening to us at the moment, is there anybody out there who would claim that a margarita, no, is it?
Margarita.
Is their favourite pizza?
Yeah, but I can't imagine it.
Is there? Because you're saying this has been voted number one.
What's your favourite pasta? Dry pasta, water, nothing else.
Yeah.
We should do a poll, actually. Yeah.
One of our little five-minute jobs.
So dry, you'd never do it. What's your favourite fish? Oh, I like fish and chips without the fish. It's just, you're not completing the deal. By any stretch of the imagination.
I didn't realise that's all a margarita was. Literally, just all you've done is like a pizza base.
And the cheese.
With the cheese on
it. And that's it. Yeah. And that's it. It's ridiculous.
Oh my God. Diane, yeah. Diane is one from Cork.
Go on. You know Diane.
Although, hang on a second now. Wait. She says, margarita pizza is my favourite, but I do add chilies.
So it's not a margarita pizza. It's a chili flake pizza. Yeah.
Somebody's saying, is margarita not just cheese on toast? Well, if you put a bit of red sauce on it, it kind of is.
And do you know what it is? You know what margarita people are like? I'm going to say it. I'm putting it out there.
Right.
Do you know what you're like? In fact, you're worse than plain burger people. You're worse than plain burger people. And we all know what plain burger people are like.
Yeah.
Plain burger people are like alcohol-free beer people. Just do something else.
Avoid them.
Do what you wanted to do.
Avoid them.
Not the fake. You're worse than vegan sausage people.
Oh my God, there's a few people we'll have to avoid. Margarita pizza with gluten-free base from Thelma. Somebody else is saying margarita was the original pizza created for the Queen. As in Queen Margarita, according to this person. And it had tomato, which was to represent the red, mozzarella cheese, which was to represent the white, and basil, which was to represent the green, all of the Italian flag.
Yeah, well, I doubt that, because pizza predates the Italian Republic.
Yes, you sound, Oscar, like you know what you're talking about, but that doesn't suit our argument, so we're going to ignore it.
And why would the Italian Republic have a queen? I doubt. I'd say you made it all up. You made it all up.
Navin Man. He's a long time listener to the show, and we've just found out he's a Hawaiian muncher.
You dirty feckin' yo. What could you expect? You absolute. I should have known. Should have known just by looking at you. Could smell the pineapple juice off you.
That's coming
from
fruit
on a pizza. Who puts fruit in a pizza? Would you put apple in a chicken roll? Would you put would you put a grape on a full Irish?
Very fair point.
Well, obviously, Navin Man would. That's probably what a full Irish is in Navin. Hold your beans, give me the grapes.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
The pizza debate thing raged on Yeah. We had the, you know, the story basically is that PJ found this survey that voted the margarita pizza as the best pizza in the world. Extraordinary stuff, considering it's basically just cheese.
It's a pizza base. It's not a pizza. Like I said,
is cheese an obligatory part of pizza?
Yes, of course it is.
I would have thought
like
so.
Like bread is an obligatory part of a sandwich.
Right.
Like greenery is an obligatory part of a salad.
So,
you know?
And you just can't believe, anyway, with all of the options, that that would be the one that was number one. But anyway, we had this reaction about it. Like, we were just curious as to whether or not people did genuinely prefer something so seemingly ordinary as
plain burger people, Jim.
Yeah,
they're out there. They're weirdos.
Out there.
People who say things like runny sauce, they don't like it on their chips.
Anyway, Frank from Dublin 3, whatever about the best pizza, he says the worst one he ever had was actually in Italy, in Sicily.
I'd well believe it.
He said, and it had tuna on it.
Ah.
For some reason, tuna and chicken. I know some people do have it, and I have eaten chicken on a pizza.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's part of a meat feast, because, like, let's face it, it's meat. So
yeah, I'd say Jim has ate, like, ex-prisoners on pizzas. Jim is just like...
Once it happened.
Unicorn chunks and all, it'll be all over it.
Antoinette thinks she may be the only person who doesn't eat pizza. Yeah, I think you're probably right.
You might be right there, yeah.
Right.
That's unusual.
That's definitely right.
That's like, you can't trust someone that says they don't eat pizza. It's like saying, you know what I mean? I don't eat sandwiches or ice cream. Well, what do you do then? How do you enjoy yourself? Have you ever enjoyed yourself? I doubt it. And you can't trust a person who's never enjoyed themselves.
Correct.
Yeah.
James and Tala was on to say, pizza toppings, chili flakes on a ham and pineapple pizza is amazing.
Yeah, well, you see, do you know what else is amazing?
See, straight away,
chili
there.
Flakes on a ham pizza without having to go on. Why don't you just piss on it as opposed to pineapple on it? Why don't you just have a slash on it? You know?
Right.
If you're going to put pineapple on it, use it as a toilet and put it straight into the bin. Save yourself the bother of eating it at all.
Des recommends a margarita with onions.
Margarita with onions.
Which
so
in your
an
book,
onion pizza.
I was just about to say, in your book, that's an onion
that's
pizza.
That's an onion pizza. Extra onions, please. And nothing else. Yeah.
Here's something you could get behind now. Somebody claiming that margarita pizzas were originally designed for poor people. I don't care if that's even true or not. We're getting behind
that.
That's
such a great idea. This is
God
for
love
poor
you.
People.
Can you only have a margarita, can you?
Yeah.
Look at us, anyhow. I'll give you a few quid.
That's how you know.
Stick a sausage on it.
Class, basically. That's how you can tell class. It starts as a margarita for the poor people. Then you get a bit of chicken.
Yeah,
and then you can get to the proper pizzas eventually, you know.
Yeah. There's somebody who likes it. Somebody saying, oh, lads, margarita base with pineapple. Hang on a second. That's just a Hawaiian pizza, then. A margarita base with pineapple is delicious.
That's a Hawaiian pizza, right?
Yeah.
Again, like I said, just have a slash on it and throw it in the bin.
There's a man after our own heart there, Andrew. Jim is the supreme being. Meat feast pizza all the way. True, whatever you call it, right? Doesn't matter. You know, I know places, different outlets have different names for basically just putting all the meat they have available onto a pizza. Mm. But whatever that is called, it is always going to be the best
one. It's always going to be the best one. I don't disagree. And I was a vegetarian for 8 years, you know.
Right.
I still never let a pineapple, though.
Now, this has also cropped up. A few people have taken it to task about, and I agree with you on this now, 100%.
Right.
About the idea of pineapple.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
And fruit, as you refer to it.
On pizza?
Yeah. Somebody said, Aidan suggested that sure isn't tomato a fruit.
Tomato is not a fruit.
It is, technically. It's that thing, it's that famous Brian O'Driscoll quote. You know, knowledge is knowing that tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad, or some version of that.
Yeah, well, that's something a rugby player would say, all right. A tomato is a fruit, is that a fact?
Technically. Also, somebody just pointing out, have you never had apple with pork?
Apple with pork?
Yeah, applesauce is the famous thing.
No, apple goes into the pig's mouth.
Somebody else saying, have you never had a gammon steak with a slice of pineapple?
No, I haven't. I don't push.
Actually, technically, I have done that.
I don't push.
I've let myself down there.
Pineapple rings. As if there was, think of something, one thing. Oh, is there anything out there more disgusting than putting normal, regular, fresh pineapple? Oh, what about one that's been in a tin for 2 years?
Well,
maybe
now,
that'd be nicer.
If you're not a fan of the pineapple, I'm not sure what you're going to make of this guy, okay?
Pizza with prosciutto, pear, walnuts and gorgonzola. They sell it in the back page there. Delicious. can't be bet.
There you go. Your very own Bo's Pub is putting pears on
pizza.
Yeah,
well, there you go. That sums it all up, you know. And Spencer, of course, sent to us a man who likes pear in his pizza and who can't pronounce ham.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Just want to leave you with this on the pizza, because it's raging on the all the pizza stuff coming in. But somebody's been on to say, had kangaroo and crocodile on a pizza in Sydney.
Wow.
In Australia. Chewy, they described it as.
I bet it was.
I mean, to be fair, on the basis...
Was that an accident or what? Like,
on the basis that both of those things are meat, I think I can get behind it.
Of course you could, yeah. You know,
so, I'm okay with it.
Can you imagine Jim wandering around Wicklow? You don't have any of those kangaroo pizzas. A fella was talking about them.
Where are you eating that? Yeah. What are you talking about? It's roadkill. Yeah, I'm just saying, are you eating it? Because I've got a pizza to do.
Imagine Jim getting his pizza. See you later, crocodile.
God. That was like a 4D joke there. I'm not even sure which bit of that you meant to be funny.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
I think this is it now. So, I think this is what I'm going to get you for your birthday. Going to get you a membership to this mental health gym.
I do. My birthday's coming, by the way. And I really want to go now because this woman has joined it. It's in Fulham. They say it's like sort of... how you go to do mental, I suppose, exercises on a mat... you know what I mean? So it's like a proper gym. You do actually do regular gym stuff too, but they also have classes.
So do you exercises that are also good for your head?
Yeah, so you do classes and you can lie down and, you know, after your dumbbell flinging, you can have a lie down and do it. You sort of think about, right, am I a dumbbell myself? Or do I need to give myself a break? You know, whatever it is. And they
I didn't realise there was going to be, like, you know, proper weights and... I thought it was just going to be a sort of a... I thought it was just going to be mental gymnastics.
Oh, there's a lot of mental gymnastics. Oh, which, by the way, I am very good at. I'm amazing at just seeing things the way I want to see them sometimes. But you can go in there and you do all this. And one woman said that the classes they do there, the classes are so intense and they're so helpful that she had a very unexpected result. So she was in one of the classes and then she started, well, I don't know how you would explain it. She started getting tingles in her fingers and her toes. And then she started seeing like she couldn't feel her toes at all. All I'd be thinking is, I can't believe I'm after wearing new socks to this. That's what I'd be thinking. But she started getting a fuzzy feeling all over, which led to her feeling quite... I don't know if you're allowed to say the word, but she had the big O.
As you once called it, she was getting a bit amoratic.
She was getting very amoratic. And then she started going, oh my God, this exercise is very good. Holy smoke almighty.
So basically she had
it's amazing how good this is when there's not a fella around.
She had a real life sort of Harry Met Sally moment, except it was a real, you know. Yeah. It was genuine.
Real.
There was no faking going on.
She said she had a cosmic orgasm.
No way.
In the gym.
A cosmic orgasm.
Wow. Because of this mental health. What, I may tell you something. You know the way...
So it's just so to show it's all in the mind, PJ.
It's all in the mind.
You can say that to people in the future. It's nothing to do with me. It's all in your mind.
I mean, I must say, right? Not going to the gym has been a problem of mine lately, right?
Right.
Motivation. You know, everyone says, what's your motivation? You know, it's grand. Yeah. You do feel well, but you never feel well till you leave after. You know, it's the rest of the day. If you were going in and you were having a bit of a cosmic orgasm, you'd be, just the place would be packed all day.
Yeah, you'd never get anybody out of it.
They're going, how often do you go to the gym? Oh, Jesus.
4 or 5 times a day.
Well, it depends how much Viagra.
So this woman believes that
the techniques are so amazing.
In her mental exercises, that it gave her a very pleasant physical response.
I think this is deadly.
Wow.
Like, I think it's, like, it is, and she says it comes to the concept of mind gyms in general. So mind gyms are going to be a thing. You get learning techniques for dealing to, how to deal with anxious emotions and how to deal with, what else does she say? She keeps saying the same things. Anxious emotions.
Well, in fairness.
Anxiety disorders.
She's saying
the same thing.
She's a bit distracted, you know what I mean? She just has
in fairness.
Cosmic.
Yeah. Says people need to look at... I love the way that they're saying that that's now a way of looking after your mental health. I have to say, when I was in, you know, 24-hour care...
By the way, was there a mental gym when you were in the other place?
A mental gym?
Yeah.
Are you joking? There was
I'll tell you something. Everybody who was in there wasn't exactly in the...
every gym that we went into... But it became a mental gym. You know?
Yeah.
And then I'm sure there was crazy golf, but you weren't allowed to call it crazy golf because it was in the mental hospital.
Of course you weren't. Sorry, do you mind?
miniature
using,
golf.
Not using that expression.
Miniature golf, which I
just meant, you know, with the windmills and the clown's mouth and everything and all that. Yeah, that's all
I'm talking about. That's all I'm talking about, you know. And now I don't want to be called miniature golf. Feels weird now because, you know, if they're going to be, if it's going to have anything to do with what's hanging on, I'd rather not have a...
Yeah, any miniature connotations.
Miniature connotations either, yeah, you know.
So, but no, was there was no specific mental gym in the... environment.
No, there was all kinds of things. I have to say, there was stuff that some things are for some people and they really, really work. Now, let's be honest about that. You know, you can have a little laugh and all. Some people get a lot out of it.
Yeah.
Some people get a lot of stuff. There was the regular gym, which becomes a mental gym when I'm in it. And there was the miniature golf.
Right.
And then there was things like sound meditation and all.
Sound meditation.
And I will say, now, some people got a lot out of it.
Yeah.
I admit I did go sound meditation. For one of the days.
Right.
And it worked. But not because...
What happens in sound meditation? You do a bit of meditation and then somebody just says to you, sound, you're grand, go.
Do you know something? That would have been better. It worked for me because I went in and I thought it was... I don't know what I expected. You know, when I was being going to some meditative state, I just got a fit of the giggles real bad because she put a bowl on me belly instead of hitting it with a stick. And a boom, boom, boom. And I was like, they're going,
oh, what was it, ticklish? Oh, those vibrations.
Yeah, vibrations.
Are doing, I think I'm having a cosmic. Yeah.
And you know when you're trying to stop laughing, it sounds like you're kind of, you're nearly crying, you're going to start crying. And I was like, and she goes, boom.
It's all right, PJ. Yeah, don't it's all going to be okay.
I feel a woman to put her hand on my arm next to me. I was like, oh, mother of God. She thinks I'm real upset. It's the best I've felt in about a year. But only because I can't take it seriously.
Actually, yeah. That's the other thing about now that you mentioned the sound thing. I mean,
very
the way you get those, you know, in normal gyms that you and I have been to, and you get the lads and they're, you know, lifting the big weights and they're like,
yeah,
and all that stuff that goes on. So some sounds coming out of a mental gym if they're all having cosmics all over the place.
Yeah, Phil, Phil, he was in it.
Mother of Jesus!
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There's a story today that has kind of, it's taken the wind out of PJ's sails a little bit.
Little bit, yeah.
He was looking forward to a future event.
Look, I've been looking forward to it for ages. No secret, I can't wait for Jim's funeral. Like, we're making, we're having such great plans for it, you know. He's not sick or anything, but, and then, like, you
this
look
is,
at...
You know, this is shocking. This is this must be a form of bullying.
What are you talking about?
To say
about?
That you're looking forward to my funeral.
I can't wait to celebrate
making
your life.
Making plans and everything.
I can't wait to celebrate your life. Like you were saying, Paul O'Grady apparently did a great eulogy for Cilla Black. So now I'm promising Jim that when he dies at his funeral, I'm going to sing, surprise, surprise. Can't wait. Yesterday he was here, he disappeared in front of your eyes. You know,
this is on top of you deciding that it's going to be, you're going to make the eulogy of the eulogy about my death, you're going to make it all about yourself.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that time when I was, I was in that great movie, The Young Offenders.
And I thought of Jim the whole time, what he's doing. I'd like to say that when the press ask and all, I'm going to be saying, I am just so devastated. I would like you to know how devastated I am.
Yeah. On Jim's the likelihood death. Of me not getting a mention in my own
you're going to mention the headline.
Obituary.
The headline, I hope, would be PJ Gallagher devastated at the death of friend.
Not even name checked.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know the way we're always saying that you'd get that. They always, regardless, they put your age in for no reason.
No
it's not
reason
relevant
at
to
all.
Story. So it'll be just a picture of you and. In fact, it won't even be a picture of me.
Yeah,
it'll just be a picture of you
crying.
But yeah, Jim McCabe or PJ Gallagher devastated the loss of his dead friend.
Yeah, friend's death rocks Gallagher's world.
And it'll be in brackets of his friend, brackets dead.
Yeah, dead, and then in brackets 63 or whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, you know, we finally, I have some retaliation. I've decided. In fact, I haven't even decided. Science has decided I may not die.
I know. So listen, everyone, if you love Jim, fingers crossed he doesn't make it for the next 8 years because we won't be able to celebrate his life if they do. Because the scientists are now saying, Google engineers are actually saying that by 2030, we quite possibly will have, because of Google engineers, the ability to remain immortal. That's what they're saying.
Immortality.
Yeah, they reckon that they can repair damaged body cells and tissues that deteriorate as the body ages and make us immune to diseases like cancer. And some scientists say they do believe it is achievable by 2030. You know, I mean, it's a lot of skepticism now of the medical community.
So are they saying generally that within the next 10 years, people could actually...
Mm.
That genuine immortality.
Genuine immortality, yeah. That's what they're saying. I don't know. It'll be just your luck now that everyone will become immortal and you'll still be alive, you'll make it, but you'll be like 103, buckled, and you'll be like, I have to stay like this for the rest of my life. Yeah. How long is the rest of your life going to be? Forever, Jim.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be like, oh, that's typical, Jim.
It? Yeah, it'll be one or the other. It'll either be that they'll be just about to make the breakthrough. It'll get to the stage where it's like literally next year. This will be available to the, you know, to the people of the world.
You will live for...
I'll crock.
And Jim will have a heart attack as it's on the news. So Jim will have a heart attack and someone will go, what's that in the news in the background there?
Just as they announce, brand new technology is now available.
It'll be on reeling in the years in 2030. He'll be gone, and the last man to ever have died in Ireland, Jim McCabe.
God.
Was remembered by...
don't know that people should be getting that much crack out of my
actually, death. Actually, that's what it'll be. And the last man to ever have died in Ireland, great friend of PJ Gallagher's.
I still won't get a name check.
Died on Twitter, whatever, you know. And then all pictures of us all crying and all the funeral. The last man. We like the unknown soldier in Russia.
Remember your man? Yeah, yeah. What was his name? No idea. Very good friend of PJ Gallagher.
Who was he? Don't remember either. Great impact they had.
Wow.
Great impact. I don't know. I think this is kind of unrealistic. I still have a funny feeling we're all going to die eventually.
Right.
But
I don't know you're going to get as much crack out of your own one as you would.
I won't get. Oh, Jesus, no. Sure, I'm not looking forward to my own at all.
Yeah, it's going to get a bit awkward when you start asking for it. Can we just do a run through, right? Can we do a rehearsal? Because I want to make sure I get it right.
Yeah, yeah.
Will you just lie in that box there, Jim?
Yeah, Jim, will you just lie down and tell us what you think of the speech?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Just been having a conversation there about how much PJ is looking forward to my funeral.
It's going to be such a great night, you know, the bands and all that are going to play. And
his attempt to basically make it all about himself. And somebody's just, this is very good, I have to say, somebody has just WhatsApped in, Dan has been on to say, just imagine, Jim, he'll be up at the altar about to, you know, do the eulogy and he won't be able to work the microphone. Sorry, folks, just, Jim normally does this. Come here, is this on?
I can't believe this.
Jim, oh, he's dead, he's no use.
Typical of Jim now to not leave instructions. And then the best thing is your son will probably have to come up and help me. And then your son will say into the microphone, I'm so sorry, give him a break there. It's just PJ is very upset. I'll be there, thanks lads. Thanks for your compassion at this difficult time.
Oh my God. Oh, you are going straight to hell, buddy.
Well, yeah, but not for ages.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There we go, folks. Some of the best bits from during the week on Morning Glory. Okay, look, I know we didn't do too much conversation about your birthday on this episode.
No.
We'll
get there.
We're not even in the right flipping month.
Well, look,
for your birthday.
What are you talking about? That's very fernickety. We're getting there.
Mind you, technically, I suppose, depends on when people are listening to this.
But
let's face it, there's going to be at least 3 or 4 more podcasts before your
100%,
birthday rocks around. So we'll have plenty of time to catch up then.
Hope so.
The other thing about it is, but you have to start being aware of the fact, like, normally, you know, a man of your age starts to let those things slip by, you know, unmentioned.
The birthdays?
Like, well, yeah, because you don't want to, you know, obviously you're still trading off your kind of like, you know, slightly youthful attitudes.
And
like when people start realising just how old you are.
That's true, yeah, yeah.
You know, it could all go downhill. You don't want to, you know.
I'll be the Fonz before I know it, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
Hey, what's happening, cool kids? Let's do this.
You don't want to get pigeonholed too early, you know. You can still sort of pretend to sort of be, you know, on the Zeitgeist
for a while, yeah. But I'm just 1 minute away from, whoa. You see those new baggy pants? They're selling their nice ass. Ooh, they cool.
Yeah, you don't want to get there too quick.
You didn't see my wallet chain that fell off my pants there? That was cool too.
Yeah, that could go. That could go either way.
Pocket watch, dude. Yeah, you guys. You guys the shit. Let's hang. Where are you guys hanging? Where are we going to go?
I just suddenly realised why. You know, we started this whole podcast with Adele complaining about the music.
Yeah.
Suddenly just realised why Clint chose it. You're basically just a modern day Huggy Bear.
I'm just a modern day shitty Huggy Bear. Shitty Bear. I'm Shitty Bear.
tell you what, Shitty Bear, why don't you sign off from us all here in podcast land?
Damn straight, y'all. Let's get this weekend started. Shitty Bear and all the crew coming at you. What you gonna do? Talk to you on Monday at 2. 6 really, but that doesn't rhyme.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.